Ashramayan.org. Awaken you, Buddha nature.
Namo Gobe, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gobe, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gobe, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. Om Haguru Ratatsa Mamudra Siddhipaya Hong. Om Haguru Tatsa Mamudra Siddhipaya Hong. Om Haguru Ratatsa Mamudra Siddhipaya Hong. Good morning. So that podcast was a very long due. I've been also very busy. And today I'm talking about the refuge. I know the full moon is coming and we got something coming up with that too. I'm working on that in the same time, so this week we have two podcasts. So when we're talking about the refuge, well, that's not like we do the communion in Christianity, for example. The refuge vows is the intention of understanding your true nature of mind, what is Buddha, but for the sake of others. And taking a refuge vow is like planting a seed for having a tree. For example, if you take refuge on this life, that we make some flowers in the next life. It depends on what you do with your refuge. Because, yes, sadly, at the moment, to be honest, I've seen a lot of people taking refuge like a McDonald's and do nothing much with it. What we don't understand, for example, is that the power of refuge is so strong that if you take the story of Anghimaya, the man who wanted to kill the Buddha just by taking refuge with his true inspiration every day and repeating the prayer of, for example, that was Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, every day using that as a prayer, he has realized his true nature of mind. That's so much the refuge is powerful. What we don't understand that sometimes we take refuge and we're like, okay, now I need that practice to do what I need to do. Is no, even the refuge on itself, it's a practice. And also what we need to understand, there is three type of refuge. So the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, that's the first type of refuge. The second type of refuge, that will be the Lama, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, what is basically your teacher. And the ultimate refuge is our own mind. That's the Buddha inside that body we got. And when we understand the three type of refuge, we understand that's not something we need to run to grab outside. That's something we need to look deep inside. Yes, it takes time. It takes time to understand. Takes time to also understand the cause and effect. That goes with that. So talking about refuge, basically, the refuge is not just the start of the path, it's even more that's basically the path on itself, the refuge is. Without the refuge, we go nowhere. I've seen, for example, I'm teaching tomorrow, and I've seen some people without being underscore on the past wanted to try that. It's kind of basically trying to drive a car without putting the fuel on it. That doesn't work. And yeah, for me, I'm a spiritual person. I'm really open mind, but there is some stuff that I've learned from my teachers. Like, for example, you start always a stupa by the base, after you finish the stupa. That's the simple things, but that's how it works, the refuge. So the refuge is the base of the stupa. By the refuge, after that, we need to understand the fourth thought, the impermanence, the opportunity of practicing the Dharma, the compassion, and also we need to understand the way, the universal law of karma. So that's all about that as a refuge. So when we talk about universal law, it's kind of that's not something that we can free fight about it, because we human, we do have to do that. Kind of, we don't respect much the natural law. We try to deviate things, but karma, that's something that we cannot deviate. Is, for example, someone who gonna take his refuge prayer in the intention of getting better, he puts a very good seed of karma of wanting to getting better. After, if his intention is getting better, forgetting something, that's put also the intention of, that's put also the karma of that. But if you take that I've said that trillions of times, the more we are selfless, the more we free ourselves from all the clutters. I am the witness of that. You could be amazed, being selfless, what that can give you. I can relate it that I think I was in Dundee this time. Me and my partner at the time, we had a really big trouble. And I always remember what Lama Tenzong told me. It was take refuge and you will see things will get better. So I think that day I have took refuge, and so thinking, okay, it's just my karma, I'm gonna to transform that for something better, because my intention is to liberate all beings. That same day I met a Buddhist monk from Thailand who gave me some of his blessing. The problem what was blocking me and my partner, it was gone in the day. And that was a really A plus B things, but that's how it works sometimes. The refuge is something very strong. The Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, that's something that you can relate basically daily. It's not like, I can explain that. God coming to help you, no. That's more really cause and effect. It's basically your intention is to do good, and if you keep that intention, you're planting the seed of good. So therefore, whenever trouble coming your way, that won't be for long, because your intention is doing the best for all beings. And that's also part of the karma universal law. I think I need to do a podcast about that. So karma. What is karma in deep? But this one may be gonna to be part of one of the series I do. We'll see that. So what we need to understand with a refuge prayer, for example, there is many refuge prayer. For example, there is Namo Gurube or Namo Buddhaya or Sangye Chotang. When we the refuge prayer, we must develop bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is love, compassion, and wisdom. Unconditional love, not conditional love, that's unconditional love. But where we are newbie, we have that big trouble to generate bodhicitta, so we need to understand that first, that's for example for our mother, we do that. We're taking refuge for our mother who have given us life and everything. Taking refuge for those who are close to us, our kids, our pets, everything, our friends. When we're taking refuge, we're taking we sinking we have to sink deeply, kind of. I'm taking refuge because I want to liberate all beings from suffering, and with that intention, we're planting the seed of goodness, and the karma law will work that way with us. What also we must understand is the refuge is, some people call that a mantra, for example, for the refuge prayer. What is definitely not, for on my point of view, that's definitely not a mantra, but that's definitely a practice. Is if Anghimaya was a serial killer who have killed 108 people by cruel murder, have been able to becoming selfless and being the most lovely person on earth, trying to help everyone on his way, just by doing the refuge prayer, that mean that do work. It's just us who are ego grasping on, I want that practice. If we take really seriously the refuge prayer, we could go very far away. But that's another story. So when we, to finish today, when we talk about refuge, we need to think that the seed, as we give a tree, that's up to us to mature the seed, put the water on the seed. What I recommend to the student who ask me always, I recommend that very old prayer is Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. And there is a why. Because when I was with my Gelugpa teacher, he teach me that that prayer sounds really simple, yet is also very powerful, because that's a direct prayer that have been used by the Buddha himself. So basically, when you doing that prayer, you not just invoking the Buddha of this time, invoking the Buddha from all the past time and all the future Buddha. And when you're invoking the guru, you're invoking the guru, your guru. For example, for me, it's Kharchen Rinpoche. But not just your guru, you're invoking your past guru, your future guru. And that's a prayer what is very, very strong. Okay, usually, if you do some rituals, usually you got the Sangye Chodong, what is also a very good prayer, what is about bodhicitta. Usually, I always recommend to, after that, yeah, my way of practice for me is different than others, because I practice like the Mahasiddhas practice. So I'm paperless, and for me, my practice is inside. I don't have sadhana. I used to have that sadhana. I still have sadhanas for my shrine and stuff like that. I still have my old sadhanas. Yes, I still have that. But for me now, I'm practicing like Kharchen Rinpoche told me, and that's a way different way. But what you must understand, that the refuge prayer and the refuge in general is the most powerful things in the universe, especially if you put the intention at taking refuge because I want to liberate other beings. All right, it's finished by a refuge prayer. Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya.
Enlightened verse, Vajramayana.org. Awaken you, Buddha nature.